Another dry day today after just getting teased a bit over the weekend. Yes, there were some pockets of heavy rainfall, but it was widely scattered. As expected, that was our first alert forecast. So we got some beneficial rains in a few neighborhoods, but not in many, or at least not in most. And that appears to be changing in the coming days. So that's some good news. But still another dry day today. Partly sunny skies will reach the mid to upper 80s, a little bit above average, but a very comfortable start this morning. The humidity is not bad, so it's a really nice day overall. Back down into the 60s tonight, and then tomorrow we start the pattern change, and later in the afternoon a few showers and thunderstorms will pop. It looks like some of these will be heavy. Now, the coverage still looks to be probably not much more than half the area, but it's the start of at least four, if not five or six straight days with the potential for rain in Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. So the cumulative effect of all that will mean that we all get some rain, and some spots a lot of rain. That is really good news. Now, are we breaking the back of the drought? Well, we're at least, I would call it, we're going to sprain the back of the drought. So we're headed the right direction. It's unlikely that this is the beginning of our wet season, which usually starts about June 1st, give or take, because first of all, it's a little bit early, but also the indications are in the long-range forecast models that that we go back into a pretty dry pattern pretty quickly by the middle and end of next week. So it doesn't appear to be a wholesale change that lasts a long period, or in other words, that introduces our wet season. But boy, it's a nice break, and obviously we do need the rain. There will likely be some areas by the end of the weekend that see several inches of rain. Some spots a little bit more, some spots less, but everybody getting at least some rain. There may be some strong storms at times. In fact, will likely be some strong storms at times, too, with some gusty winds, very heavy downpours, and of course, that frequent lightning, which we have to carefully respect. And with school still in session, people that walk home from school, bikers, etc., you're going to want to be extra careful because some of these storms will be popping as school is being let out. But otherwise, it's a good change of weather here as we go through the next few days after, again, what will be a dry day today. Also, this is Hurricane Preparedness Week, and now's the time to do it way in advance, right? Hurricane season doesn't officially begin until June 1st. Now's the time to trim trees and shrubs around the yard so that they can't be damaged by strong winds and then therefore damage your property and your home, your businesses. Making sure your evacuation plans are all set, insurance plans, all that good stuff. There's more on that. The links in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com, at ActionNewsJax.com, and of course our First Alert Hurricane Weather Center as well. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.